Hi guys, 2019 is finally here and I am thrilled to announce that we've rebranded our podcast. You are now listening to The Fix, your gender equality playbook with me, your host, Michelle King. Each week, our podcast will bring you leading voices, including business owners, inventors, thought leaders, academics, and celebrities who will all share how they're championing gender equality. We changed the format to better reflect our mission, which is to share the stories of women and men who are taking action and innovating to advance gender equality. On each episode of The Fix, you're going to discover how to put equality into practice in your workplace and beyond. Thanks again for continuing to support us, and now let's get on with the show.
Remember that every minute you spend hating yourself for the way that you look, every minute you aren't spending growing your business, growing your life, growing your family, growing your happiness. Remember that. Remember that your eye is being deliberately manipulated and taken off the ball so that you will not achieve your full potential because you'll be too busy worrying about if you look nice enough, essentially for men.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you are listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. I'm grateful to have British actress, model, and activist Jameela Jamal on our first episode for 2019. Jameela's best known for her role in the TV series The Good Place. In 2018, Jameela also made headlines when she called out the media for perpetuating images of perfection. She says that society continues to value women based on their body size, instead of their talents and accomplishments. Negative images regarding weight and body image are pervasive. I mean, every year, the number one New Year's resolution for most people is losing weight. And while physical health is important, it cannot come at the cost of your self-image, mental health, and self-esteem. I really hope Jameela's story encourages all of us to focus on our attributes, skills, and unrealized potential when we evaluate our self-worth and determine our goals for 2019.
I have been on the receiving end of toxic information about what my worth is as a woman since I can remember, you know, and I think anyone who grew up, especially in the 90s, at the real, like, beginning of when body shaming became very, very, very prevalent in our mainstream culture, will remember this feeling of just knowing that basically just being as thin as possible and taking up as little space as you can is the only way to be worthy of a place in society. So basically, you know, over the years, I've grown up watching an industry and then being in an industry that really perpetuated that culture of shaming women into just being ageless and having the prepubescent body as the most important attribute a woman can have. And it's a way that we don't really value men in the same way at all.
On her 32nd birthday, Jameela was scrolling through her Instagram when she came across an image featuring the Kardashian family. In the photo, all the Kardashian women had a number written across their bodies.
And I clicked on that picture expecting to see their net worth, and all I saw was their weight. And I remember trying to immediately imagine a photograph of a group of businessmen who had achieved what they had achieved as an empire. And I couldn't even contemplate the idea of photographing a group of successful men with their body weight written across their bodies. You would only ever write what they'd estimated in their net worth financially. And then once I clicked on that one Kardashian post, I think because of the algorithms of social media, more and more and more of these posts started to turn up of famous, successful, talented, interesting businesswomen and just their weight and their height. And I realized that, Christ, even in 2018, we still only value women with a weighing scale.
As a teenager, Jameela struggled with an eating disorder that severely impacted her health. Back in the late 90s, she says that being skinny was in fashion and something to aspire to, and this made her insecure about her own weight.
I think it probably started around the 50s, and I think it started in Hollywood, you know, where we started to only see impossibly beautiful women in the movies. We started around the kind of entertainment really becoming so prevalent within our culture, because that has really bled into our society.
Today, Jamila is speaking out for women, especially teenage girls who might be blinded by images of perfection shared across social media and in magazines.
I realised that I am now currently in an industry that's probably hurting other 15-year-old girls or 14-year-old girls who are vulnerable, and I have to be able to change. I have to do something with my little platform that I have to try and be able to reason that I didn't have when I was younger.
In March 2018, Jamila launched the I Weigh movement. The aim of the initiative is to recognize men or women for their achievements, lived experiences, and everything they've overcome, rather than simply their weight. On their Instagram page, you'll see powerful images of individuals who are openly sharing their positive characteristics and achievements.
I think there's something about writing it down that's really digested differently by the brain, where it becomes real, it becomes tangible. When you write down your achievements, you write it down and it's there and it's permanent. You have to accept that you are more important than just an image that you've been told this decade to look like. And so it's important to write it down and see it and be able to look at it and know that it's real, that that is you, that is who you are, that is what you stand for, that is what you've done, that is what you mean to people. You are a human being. You are not a doll who is here just to be aesthetically pleasing for men to look at.
Apart from valuing ourselves beyond body and beauty standards, Jamila also encourages consumers to use their purchasing power to only support brands that uplift women.
You control the market. The market does not control you. And you can choose what to consume. And by choosing what to consume, you can manipulate what is sold. And so, for example, you know, when I first joined Instagram, I get a dopamine rush. I think we all do from seeing something beautiful. And if I see a beautiful woman, there's like a part of me that wants to keep looking at that image. So I, you know, immediately followed a bunch of really stunning women, or I'll see a random picture of a beautiful woman and be like, wow, I want to keep looking at her face. And then after a while, it started to make me depressed about my own looks. And I started to become angry with myself in the mirror that I wasn't living up to these images that I was seeing. You know, I was in my 20s, I was in my late 20s, a grown woman, still feeling this way. So one day on my 30th birthday, I just decided to unfollow anyone who made me feel triggered about my lifestyle or about my life or about how much money I have or how beautiful I am or how glamorous my existence is. I unfollowed anyone who even made me think negatively about myself. And I have not looked back on that, and I feel infinitely better for doing so. You know, I've stopped buying magazines that I find triggering. I have stopped. I've just basically done an elimination diet of all of the emotional toxins in my life.
Jamila says that by unfollowing negative influences on social media, we limit their ability to promote body-shaming messages. Beyond boycotting brands and influences that spread toxic messages, Jamila shares her long-term goals for the I Weigh movement.
I have a couple of goals that I'd like to achieve. We're actually turning I Weigh into a proper community, and we've just started developing a website where we will be able to bring people together on this and start a program in which we go and we speak to kids at school about the lies of social media and the lies of Photoshop and how important it is to move the standards, you know, across as to how we value women, and we really want to go and speak predominantly at girls' schools to make sure that they understand how much nonsense they are being taught by their society and by their culture. But we also want to change the laws on airbrushing. We'd love to be able to abolish airbrushing whatsoever, because I think that's one of the most potently dangerous things that happened to women's self-esteem in the history of the world, with having to compete with computerized imagery, which is literally impossible. You know, we're comparing ourselves with celebrities who they themselves don't even look like that. It's just a ridiculous, infinite, terminal unhappiness that we're like driving towards by allowing Photoshop. And now that we have all these apps, the playing field has been really leveled out and everyone has access to these computerized digital images of themselves, making it impossible for us to look at human beings who have normal flaws and normal variations to their features to be happy with themselves. So we want to ban airbrushing. If we can't ban airbrushing, at least we will tell people what happened in France, which is that if you do airbrush an image, you have to declare it, which I think in itself then makes airbrushing seem less appealing to the advertiser, because they've had to write down that they have lied and manipulated the image, which is embarrassing. So Photoshop has therefore declined massively in France because of that. So even that would be an amazing win for us. But also, we'd like to change the law on hate speech about women's bodies in magazines. You know, we still speak so appallingly about women in magazines, and that not only gets internalized by the woman being shamed, but it massively gets internalized by the people who read these articles, who then look at the woman who might look similar to her, the reader, and then she then feels shame in herself about her appearance because she's watching someone who looks like her be bullied and shamed publicly. That's definitely how I internalized self-shame, was by watching celebrities being fat-shamed on the cover of magazines.
Finally, Jamila has a message for anyone struggling with the negative self-image.
Remember that every minute you spend hating yourself for the way that you look is a minute you aren't spending growing your business, growing your life, growing your family, growing your happiness. Remember that. Remember that your eye is being deliberately manipulated and taken off the ball so that you will not achieve your full potential, because you'll be too busy worrying about if you look nice enough, essentially for men. We are being trained to look more and more like Barbie dolls. Do not buy into the conspiracy. Make sure that you make a list of all of the things that you are and that you do. That is the only real way I can think of to potently remind yourself of your true worth in a world that is going to do everything in its power to convince you that you don't have any, unless you fit within this prototype that is almost impossible to achieve or maintain forever. And you will have to go out and buy these products that they're trying to sell you in order to try to maintain that impossible standard of beauty. But you will never be able to achieve. Remember that your looks will fade, but your life will carry on. Build the life. Don't focus too much on your looks.
So what can our listeners take away from this interview with Jamila? Well, this week's fix is to share your real worth. Jamila's Eye Way movement has been sweeping Instagram, and you can get involved by sharing an image of yourself with words on it that capture your real worth beyond numbers on a scale. While this might sound like a simple act, taking time to consider, document, and share your real value is a powerful way to start your year. On this week's Fairy God Boss Insights, we're going to be talking about behaviors that can destroy our self-confidence. Being handicapped by self-doubt can cause a lot of problems, particularly at work. Studies have shown that people often misinterpret displays of confidence as signs of competence. In the book entitled The Confidence Code, authors Katty Kay and Claire Shipman share how women struggle with confidence in their professional lives and how they can overcome this. By quitting confidence-breaking behaviors such as overthinking, blaming ourselves, taking failure personally, or striving for perfection, we can all enhance our sense of self-worth. Everyone can put this into practice by keeping a work journal to document their achievements, efforts, and capabilities over the course of the year. Reviewing this regularly will remind you of your value. It's also handy to have this documented when it comes to your annual performance review. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't already, please sign up to our weekly newsletter at michellepking.com/thefix. And when you're on our website, you can also check out the show notes for all of our podcast episodes, including this week's. Thank you all for joining us on our first episode of the year. I hope you have a fantastic 2019, and I'll catch you all again next week.